see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Eurovision Week has opened in Vienna with thousands of fans gathering as performers walked the turquoise carpet ahead of this year's contest. Australian entrant Delta Goodrum joined other artists at the opening ceremony as favourites from Denmark, Finland and France greeted cheering crowds. An accomplished singer and classically trained pianist, Delta's song Eclipse is vying for the top spot. It's Delta's first time competing in Eurovision.
I think for those who might have had my music many years ago in their hearts and they've just rediscovered it again, I hope that they would join me in this moment. And for those who I've just met, just know that my heart is open to all to be there and to be able to, like, enjoy in this timing and music and empower the listener.
While this year marks the 70th anniversary of Eurovision, it's Australia's 11th anniversary of participation in the contest. The contest began in 1956, organised by the European Broadcasting Union, with the first competition taking place in Switzerland. The competition has boosted the careers of the likes of Olivia Newton-John, Celine Dion, and of course Sweden's ABBA, who all competed in the competition early in their careers. Others have disappeared into obscurity. And for some of this year's contestants, like Danish performer Søren Torpegaard Lund, just being here is success enough.
The key to success for me is having fun, getting to be myself and express myself through my art, and also having a great life and living and be surrounded by people who love me.
But the event is unfolding amid growing controversy over Israel's participation, with broadcasters, including Spain's RTVE and Ireland's RTE, boycotting this year's contest over the war in Gaza. Vienna police are preparing for demonstrations, blockades and disruption attempts linked to Israel's inclusion, with both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protests expected throughout Eurovision week. Israel's contestant Noam Betam attended the opening event under heightened security.
It's just incredible to be here, and I'm so thankful, and thank you all for the support and for the love. And the rehearsals are happening like really good for now, and I'm having the time of my life.
Critics say Israel should be excluded from Eurovision, similar to Russia after the invasion of Ukraine, while organisers insist the competition is non-political. Just 8 years ago in Lisbon, the competition featured artists from 43 countries, but only 35 will be vying for the top prize this year. Belgium's entrant, Escila, says people should be free to have their own opinions on which countries should be excluded or included. But she also believes that music can be a unifying force for people around the world.
If you feel that you don't want to do it, don't do it, but just let the rest do their things. And every opinion is okay, but just bring peace, bring love and be kind. That's very important. We need it in the world, actually, right now. United by music.
And SBS's exclusive live and primetime coverage airs from the 13th to the 17th of May on SBS and SBS On Demand. And for more info on how to vote, visit the official Eurovision Song Contest website. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB.
changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.